Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
Who wrote this? And well, obviously the Lord wrote it, but what was he saying at this time, and who was he talking to? And so that's what digging in is really about. And then what's so cool is how relevant God's word is today. How does God want me to apply this to my life as I look around? Is there somebody I'm going to help? Is it something I need for me? And so that's kind of what some of the tips I would give to that morning and approach.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's almost as if every time we're on the podcast, I'll make notes, I'll think of things and jot them down. And it's almost like you were reading exactly my plan that I have, the things that I say. Yeah. Because, you know, we're just going to be real and honest with each other. And also the listeners, is that I don't always feel like getting up and doing a quiet time. You know, that's coming from a pastor. And that's why I think the discipline is greater than the motivation. And that's the same thing with working out. Do you always feel like it? No. But when you discipline yourself, as Paul told Timothy, for the very purpose of godliness is why we discipline ourselves. But I tell men all the time, have a plan every day that you're going to do. Don't just flip through the Bible and say, oh, that verse, God led me to this one. So I have a Bible reading plan. So I know tomorrow, the next day, what exactly I'm reading. So I'm not wasting, here it is again, time looking for a plan. I know exactly what I'm doing. And then I like that journal as well. I like to journal every day because I tell men all the time, like, what was God doing in your life 3 weeks ago on Tuesday? And most of us can't remember what we had for breakfast this morning. So I like to write down so I can go back and look, hey, here's how God was speaking to me. And then on one side of the journal, I do the same thing as you do, Dave, because my brain is always thinking about things. And so if something comes to my mind, I like to take it from my mind to the pen and write it on the other side of my journal, and I can deal with it later. So I'm done with it. It's out of my mind. I just think that helps me a lot and those type of things. So
hearing you guys talk, I just wrote down the statement here, time for, what kind of time are you giving the Lord for him to minister to you? And both of you just describe ways that happens. And if we don't plan that in or schedule that, we miss out on the opportunity. It kind of moves us to the next thing. I heard a statement by Dave Ramsey when I was a young pastor that really ministered to me and influenced me. And he was teaching church leaders this. And he said that momentum is focused intensity over time multiplied by God. And as you think about your personal time with the Lord, as you think about your time with your family that you spend and the number of years that have been invested there, the number of practical things that you've been able to speak into other people's lives, even your, the company that you lead there, that focus in 30 years of focus intensity over time, multiplied by God equals unstoppable momentum. Obviously the touch of God comes alive and evident in these areas. So as you think about family and speak to that for a few minutes, Dave, here on family activities, individual family members, those kind of things, and, just bringing in the church. Because what we believe is, when a man's right with God, he has the opportunity to be right with his family, and then he's able to lead and lead well, not only in the church, but through the church. And we see that obviously in your life and your relationships and the different roles you have, and not only as a husband and a wife, but I mean, not a wife, but a husband and a father, but also a kingdom leader in the church and also outside of that. So speak to those areas, family, church, and what that looks like for you.
Yeah, well, this is where I definitely would say early in my life, God gave me an amount of grace that I look back on and I think, man, I am so glad that the Lord put that in my heart early on. But I made a commitment to my wife when we first got married that she was where I was going to spend my time. And in other words, I wasn't going to be so pulled away from work and trying to earn a buck and build something that the Lord had brought us together. We were right out of college. I just needed to earn a living and provide for my wife. But really, I I wanted to spend time with her. I knew I wanted a family. I wanted to raise my family. And I pretty much early on made that commitment that wherever I worked and whatever that looked like, it was never going to overtake and overrun my life and my time with my wife and my family. And the Lord, he really made that possible for me. I think he helped that, but he set that almost a compass for me. And early on that's just what God put in my heart. And so I think one of the greatest things when I look back on my life, I'll be 52 this year. And I was in my 20s when I got married, and the amount of time that God has given me to spend with my wife and my children over the years, I am reaping amazing amounts of benefit from the time that I invested. And, you know, it's when you're rising up, when you're laying down, I organized my schedule around them. When they were young, I went to work really early. And then I got home early and I was with my kids in the later afternoon. And every dinner we sat together for meals, you know, every dinner we were around the table together. When my kids got older and started going to school, I was the one that drove them to school. So you had those morning conversations with them. And then I came home and I was always home, you know, in the evenings to spend time with my kids before I put them to bed. We put our kids to bed early enough that my wife and I could spend time together. But we were very much dialed in on these on time and how we could get the most out of every day with each other and as a family. Mm-hmm. And so the benefits now I see, stuff I didn't even see then, which is how my relationship with those children now that are grown, and a couple of them are married and have grandchildren. You know, have grandchildren now, and so you can see the rewards of the relationships and the bonds we built. And you know, I think a lot of times guys get really busy and they're like, "I got to get the overtime," or "I have to," this is what is pulling me away from my family because I have to, you become kind of enslaved to the job. I'm a business owner. That's a little different. I don't clock in and clock out. My mind never turns off when it comes to business. And, that is harder, but I will say the Lord has done a lot for me to make that possible. So I give him the glory for that. But, man, if I can teach young men, this is what I taught my son, my son-in-laws. I have a new son-in-law coming into my family next month. Is that is so precious, the time invested in your wife and your children starting early.
Yeah.
Praise God, man.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. I'll just help answer that as well. You did such a good job, Dave. I don't want to add a whole lot to that. And I probably don't even need to, a couple of days ago, Phil Robertson passed away. If y'all saw that, man, what a, I know he was a man of God, obviously. So, but you think about that 79, that means all of us, if we live to his age, we're all more than halfway done. And James, the book of James says, time is fleeting. It's a vapor. It's here one moment, gone the next. And I think you're right on investing time wisely in your family. I like to tell men, I don't think any of us get to this stage midlife where our kids are gone and they're out of the house. You know, I heard the other day, ages 0 to 18, you'll have 93% of all your face-to-face time with your kids. Wow. Which means my boys, I got twin boys, Dave, and they're 17. I'm almost done with that face-to-face time. Now, will I see them? Hopefully, but they're going off to college. And I moved off to college and I was gone. I never came back home. And I think about this too. My parents are in their 70s. If they live to the average age, you know, let's just say 80, you know, who knows? The Lord's in control of our time, right? And if I see them once a year, which typically is what happens. I think when we think of time, we don't think of it in regards, I got 10 more years left with them, but I got 10 visits left with them once a year. Time is fleeting. Zero. And I mean, that broke me down into tears to think about. I'm really close to my two boys. And 93% of my face-to-face time is almost gone with them. So time is fleeting. People don't get to this stage of life and they wish they had more money. They wish they had a better truck, a bigger house. They'll say, I wish I spent my time more wisely. And so I think as far as trying to balance your time with family and church and all those things that not a whole lot of people are doing it well. I think y'all would agree with that. Not a lot of men are doing it well. With the family situation, I especially with your spouse, again, making time, but planning that time. I've learned, I tell premarital people all the time that when you're married, don't stop dating. So I just know this for a fact, if you don't plan a date and make time for that, it probably won't naturally happen. So I'm like you, there's not much. I know men that are workaholics, but there's not a whole lot that keeps me sitting in my office when my family's home. I have the luxury, and some men don't, of planning my schedule. But again, men do what they want to do. As far as with church activities and church responsibilities, I think it's vitally important for every man and woman's growth in the Lord to make time for God's people. I'm not saying that as a pastor. When I wasn't in a pastor in seminary, we went to church, we made time for God's people. After all, it is what we're going to be doing forever, right? We'll be with God's people forever. I just want as much practice as I can get. And I think the Bible talks about that habit of making that habit of spending time with God's people. We need it.
Amen. Hey, we're going to move this last section here, and because all these that we've already talked about in terms of questions and practical things we can do really does get us to the place of equipping. And what ways have you intentionally invested in your time in developing people or even, you know, systems or strategies? One thing that comes to mind is I heard you mention young men. I know you and your wife, Julie, lead a young marriage class, and you know, just the reports that come out of that class. I got two children in there. It's pretty awesome to hear them talk about that and their experience with that, but and what they're learning there. But you know, as you think about a young man who just recently married, maybe a child's on the way, maybe not. What are some things you tell him? I know, in my experience in men's ministry, that's the age group that most likely doesn't participate in things because they're given that their time to something else, or don't feel like they can give their time to being equipped. So I know there's a great tension there. You know, we've got to wrestle with, how can I be equipped? Do I get in the trenches and try to figure this out on my own? Or is there a seasoned brother that can speak into my life and help me eliminate some mistakes so I don't waste time in trying to figure this out by myself? And I think the 2 Timothy 2:2 approach, the things that you've heard and seen among me, and with many witnesses, commit them to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. So I do know that we have a lot of young men and that, you know, wouldn't participate in some of the things. When I go to men's ministry opportunities, most of the men that are there are older men, and that younger men are missing because they're in the middle of life and trying to figure it out. So what can we do to help some young men kind of get a head start before they get in the trenches and feel like they can't get out of the rat race that they'll probably never win?
Yeah, I mean, it's important that they go in everything with the right perspective. I think a lot of them think, well, I'm too busy to do this. Sunday is my only day down, yeah. You know, and they don't commit. The fact is that they're leading a family, and what they're going to reap what they sow, and really right. Their family is going to reap what the father has sowed. And they need to be teaching what the scriptures teach, which is, you know, the Lord's day is to be set apart and for the Lord. And we need to teach our family that and dedicate that and teach them that. So it's not like, I know we're going to be fighting the world, the flesh, and the devil all the time. It never lets up, no matter what season we're in. So we need to teach our family, we're going to press through. Life's not always easy. And it does require commitments and holding true to those things. And, you know, a great verse is Psalm 90, verse 12, I had written down here. Obviously, we got redeeming the time is a great verse. But so teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And I think about just looking to the Lord and having the right perspective of how we're using our time and stewarding our time, that we might be wise, that our hearts and our maybe wise in how we're living our life and how we're looking at life, all of life, our family, and but yeah, we're meant to encourage the saints. Our church needs us. We need our church.
Good.
That's the way the Lord made it to be. And if you're not, you know, for whatever reason, you're going to suffer. Your family's going to suffer and you're going to suffer. But I tell people, get plugged into a ministry of some sort. Through different stages of my life, it's been different ministries. And I've worked up to, like you mentioned, Keith, we're doing young. God has put in mine and Julie's hearts, young marrieds in that age of life right now. We have several of our own in our family in that season. Prior to that, it was high school youth and helping kids as they were moving from the high school season into the college or, you know, trade years, adulthood years. And so I've just asked the Lord to use me and use our family and gotten plugged in. And I think everybody should find something that they can do, find where the Lord's at work, get involved, and he'll bless you for it.
Amen. Good. That's good.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you, we want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.